June 24th, I'm Megan Lynch.
I'm going to call for public hearing and as well as documents to be displayed to the public for a period of a minimum of 10 days.
Missouri State Representative Tricia Burns introducing legislation that would require transparency on all data centers before decisions are made, especially when it includes taxpayer dollars, whether local, state, or federal.
I also want to understand the workforce. I truly want to know how many people they plan on hiring, what those conditions would be like for those employees, and what it would look like long term.
Burns tells KMOX she's seen reports from other states where they were promised a great deal of employment, and that didn't happen. Missouri State Representative Don Mayhew and a coalition of Missouri House members are urging Governor Mike Kehoe to call a special session. It would address the challenges and community concerns about the rapid expansion of large-scale data centers across the state. They say things need to be addressed before irreversible long-term impacts are made. No vote on funding, but the County Justice Center healthcare workers, but plenty of arguing yesterday between the St. Louis County Council and executive. For weeks, County Health Director Kanika Cunningham has been warning the public that if the council doesn't approve funding that they cut for healthcare workers at the jail, services would be slashed. Acting Justice Services Director Captain Tim Ware.
Department of Justice Services' ability to accept detainees at the jail will be drastically reduced. Without nurses to conduct medical screening, police departments will be required to take arrestees to the hospital for medical clearance before we can accept them.
The council held the bill last week due to a lack of a meeting with Health Director Dr. Kanika Cunningham. Tuesday, a verbal argument broke out between Sam Page and Council Chair Rita Hurd-Days because she wouldn't allow Page to speak. There's a 10 o'clock hearing scheduled today with Councilwoman Shalonda Webb. The FAA has been called in to investigate a plane crash near Bismarck, Missouri. The plane went down just before 10:30 Tuesday morning at Lake Avalon Road. In a Facebook post, St. Francis County Sheriff Jeff Kreitz reports there were no injuries. School bus driver has been charged after allegedly driving students while that driver was under the influence.
Donna Brennan faces one count of driving while intoxicated and 37 counts of endangering the welfare of a child. According to a probable cause statement on February 6th, Brennan was caught consuming alcohol just prior to transporting over three dozen children on a Dunklin R5 school bus. A breathalyzer determined the driver's blood alcohol level to be 0.029. Brennan admitted to police to drinking half a bottle of Coors Light prior to driving the school bus. In a statement, the Dunklin R5 school district said they terminated Brennan immediately after learning of the situation, and parents were notified via email at the time. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
Gravoy, the most dangerous road last year in St. Louis. According to TrailNet's State of Our Streets report published this week, 23 motor vehicle crashes happened on Gravoy last year. That resulted in 19 injuries and 4 deaths.
So we do see Gravoy this year as both having the highest number of crashes involving vulnerable road users and the most fatalities. In previous years, it's always been in the top 3, 4, or 5 for the region as well. So this is a consistent problem.
Author of the report, Eric Helmer, encourages residents to weigh in on the current discussions between the city and Missouri Department of Transportation that would redesign the road to make it more safe. A Maryland Heights company agreeing to pay for poisoning children with lead and other toxic substances. Doe Run Resources will pay $150 million for toxins released at its plant in Peru. Lead, arsenic, cadmium, and other substances known to cause health risks, although the company says that was largely before Doe Run owned it. The Post-Dispatch reports a 2005 St. Louis University study showed nearly all the children in La Roya, Peru had levels of lead in their blood. Doe Run locally ran a smelter in Herculaneum, which closed in 2013. It also faced lawsuits there over lead contamination. The McDonald Planetarium reopens to the public July 18th. Planetarium Director Will Snyder says the new star projector is the first of its kind in the nation, replacing the one installed in 2001.
Over the last 25 years, we've been able to show that beautiful starry sky, but it's a little bit of a one-trick pony. That's the only thing that projector did. But going a step beyond that now, you can really feel like you are flying through the universe. You can see exoplanets. You can explore these concepts that you couldn't under our old technology.
Snyder tells Total Information AM there's also a brand new sound system and new programming as well. More than 160 young people will learn more about building things at a construction forum today. It's the fifth annual Yeah, I Built That hands-on construction showcase for middle school, high school, and young adults. Students get a chance to meet people and companies in the construction industry and get up close and personal with big construction equipment. The event's taking place at the William Harrison Center on Cass Avenue.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.